One of the most competitive and expensive house races in the country is in New York's Hudson Valley, and it has turned into a debate about race. As reporter John O'Connor with member station WNYC explains, it all starts with a 12-year-old rap album.
Before he ran for Congress, Antonio Delgado was a lawyer, graduate of Harvard Law School, and a former Rhodes Scholar. Back in 2006, he also cut a rap album. And that's the part of Delgado's past that national Republican groups are focusing on.
But as a rapper, the real Antonio Delgado criticized democracy and mocked the war on terror. Contradicted democratic precision
in the name of a war against terrorism. The ad from the National Republican Congressional Committee, or NRCC, is one in a series from outside GOP groups focusing on Delgado's music, especially his songs protesting the war in Iraq. The ads include snippets of lyrics, dusky images of Delgado, who is black, wearing a hooded sweatshirt, and refer to him as a, quote, big city rapper.
It's to otherize, it's to distract from the issues. It's divisive.
That's Delgado. Delgado says on the campaign trail, voters ask him about healthcare and other issues, not his rap album.
The opioid epidemic, Lyme disease, these are the things that I'm confronted with all across this district, and very little of it has anything to do with what we're hearing from Fazio's side of the aisle.
His opponent, first-term Congressman John Faso, is a former lobbyist and state lawmaker. He didn't respond to interview requests. But Steve Stivers, the Ohio Republican who runs the NRCC, said Delgado should have to answer for his lyrics.
There are legitimate issues that come up in campaigns where you want to define your opponent for who and what they are.
New York's 19th district is considered a toss-up and is crucial to both parties' efforts to control the House next year. The mostly rural district stretches from the Vermont border across the Catskills. It's about 90% white, and voters there backed President Trump in 2016. None of the voters I talked to would defend the ads.
Anyone can see it. The clips they take out of lyrics are taken out of context.
John Corey is a 63-year-old retired engineer who lives in the hamlet of Melrose. He's not registered with a political party, a crucial block in a district where a third of voters are Democrats, a third are Republicans, and the rest something else.
It feels racist, it feels crooked, it feels wrong on every level.
Another voter, 25-year-old Peter Kylie Bergen, says the ads don't reflect his priorities like healthcare and fighting climate change. He recently registered as a Democrat. Like Corey, he's enthusiastic about voting this fall.
What Mr. Delgado said 12 years ago is not that relevant. What Congressman Faso has done over the past almost 2 years is much more relevant.
So far, Republicans seem set to keep talking about Delgado's rapping. The latest NRCC ad in the race once again calls him a, quote, big city rapper. For NPR News, I'm John O'Connor.